Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.
Gabby's Diary. Okay, today I'm not quite doing a diary reading, but I am talking about one of the guys who has been featured in the last couple of weeks of my diary.
Yeah.
You remember Rory? Mm. He was getting back with his ex, then breaking up and getting back with her and was trying to woo me in the meantime.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I found out from a couple of friends who are still within that circle that he actually had a bit of a skateboarding accident the other day.
Oh, okay.
So Rory has always been a bit of a skater boy, and he's continued that on into later life. And he was at the skate park just a couple of weeks ago, and he fell and hit his head on a tree.
Oh, wow.
He was in a coma for 7 days.
Oh.
Part of that was an induced coma because they thought there was so much trauma to his head that he needed that recovery time.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what he was going to be like when or if he woke up from that coma because there could have been a lot of brain damage. Thankfully, he is now awake and it looks like he's going to make a full recovery, which is really, really good news.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's super psyched for that as well, obviously. But he's gotten behind a cause that I just think is worthy of sharing that message today.
Sure.
So it's called Get Used to It. And you can actually go to getusedtoit.com. And it's a skater in America who is a street skater called Mike V. And he, in the last couple of years, has decided to start wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
For decades, not worn a helmet. He hasn't had an accident or anything.
Mm.
But he all of a sudden decided, you know what, I want to protect my brain.
Yeah.
And he started wearing a helmet. And he's trying to make it cool for kids to wear helmets.
Yeah.
Because a lot of skaters out there
don't.
And they really should. And so Rory put up a post on Facebook saying that he's really inspired by Mike and this message that he's putting out there. He said he almost lost his ability to skate to a serious head injury in a 7-day coma. And now he too is going to skate with a helmet. And what he thinks Mike is doing is helping skaters and kids understand the importance of brain safety. And he thanks Mike for being a true punk rock boss. And I just think it's fantastic. It's such a great message to put out there. And considering Rory has been starring in my diaries for the last couple of weeks, I really wanted to pass this message on to everyone else out there too, because kids should be wearing helmets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Adults should be wearing helmets, because when you're going at speed like that, anything can happen.
And that's right, anything can happen, and don't wait until it's too late.
Exactly.
Don't wait until after you've had an accident to go, I might wear a helmet now.
No, and the stitches he has across his skull at the moment is intense.
You showed me a video of it, and it goes from literally his forehead, the top of his forehead, all the way over to the back of
the
his
nape
neck.
Of his neck, exactly. So you don't want to wait for something like that to happen. Wear a helmet.
Yes, definitely. Good message. It's Hamish and Gabby. Hit FM. All right, it's time to shake the moneymaker again, Gab. Coming off a win of last week, he said yes to the ostrich pillow, which is like a giant sock with a hole in it, a padded sock you whack over your head. It makes it nice and comfortable for you whilst you try and sleep. Of course, the hole is for breathing.
Totally.
It lets your mouth get some air in.
Looks a bit odd, but you get the privacy you need when you want to have a nap in the office.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason I said yes to it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Mm. I love it. Anyway, moving on to something else, but it's sleep-related, Gab.
Okay.
Now, you remember a couple of weeks ago you gave the no to the dumbbell alarm, which is an alarm clock. When it goes off, you have to do, it's like 10 kgs, you have to do a few reps of bicep curls in order to turn off the alarm.
And when your muscles are cold when you wake up in winter, I just feel like that is dangerous.
All right, so you said no to that alarm clock, but would you say no to this alarm clock? It's the Ruggie, which is an alarm clock that's in a mat, a floor mat. So you have to get out of the bed and step on the floor mat in order to turn the alarm off. Now, you have to step on the floor mat for at least 3 seconds. Therefore, there's less chance that you will then go back to bed in order to get some more sleep. Anyway, here's the creator's explaining to you.
This is Ruggie, the world's best alarm clock. Getting out of bed has never been so easy. Simply stop your alarm by resting your feet on its soft memory foam padding. Think you'll just fall back into bed? Ruggie's alarm needs to sense your pressure for at least 3 seconds. And now that you're up, Ruggie rewards you with customizable speeches. Have it say daily motivation or just something positive in a funny voice just to start your day off right.
There you go. It also gives you some positive words every morning, or something a little funny. Whatever you want it to say, it will say to you.
I feel like that motivation is definitely warranted, but they say this deters anyone who likes to snooze.
Yeah, it snoozes a lot.
I don't feel like it's going to deter real hardcore snoozers.
Well, nothing is, Kat.
Well, I know, but like being a hardcore snoozer myself, I would probably crawl out, put my hands on the mat with a bit of pressure to turn it off, and then crawl back into bed, smile at the motivational message and go back to sleep.
Having seen how easy it is for you to get back to sleep, I wouldn't be surprised if you lay on the mat and the mat spent the whole time going, oi, get off me. Get off me. Enough's enough. Come on.
Is that a setting?
Because
that's necessary.
Yeah. It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter to you. You would just be a happy snoozer.
You're right.
On the mat. So do you give it a yay or a nay?
Oh, nah.
Nah. That's disappointing, but not surprising.
I don't know why, but suddenly my puppy is frustrating me and it's just come out of nowhere. I'm not sure what's going on, but recently, it was only a couple of nights ago, he decided he wanted to sleep on my bed.
Right.
He has never slept on my bed before. He's never even really been on my bed before. He can't get up himself
because
he's so
tiny.
Yeah. So he's never been up there.
Yeah.
He has always been perfect at going to bed of a night time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give him a little snack and he'll go into his bed, curl up and go to sleep, and he's done for the night.
Yep.
But all of a sudden, he was just like, nope, not having a bar of it. I want to be up with you. And he has been barking his little head off, just wanting to get up on the bed. And one night I caved.
Yeah.
I did. Okay.
Rookie
because
era.
I was so tired and I was close to tears and I knew I had to be up in a matter of hours and I wasn't going to get any sleep if he continued to bark.
Yeah.
And so he actually climbed his way up onto the bed from his pen.
Yeah, right.
He clawed his way up because the doona was hanging off and his way up it like a weird cat. And he got up there and I just went, I don't even care. And he went to sleep and I left him. And that was my first mistake, I know, but I'm really struggling to get out of this co-sleeping pattern now because he just barks. Last night, full hour of barking before he gave up and went to sleep.
I think from a parental side of things, it's like a controlled crying issue. You just have to tough it out. But the problem is that you've got neighbours. So
yeah, I'm in an apartment-type complex. So I share a bedroom wall with my neighbour's bedroom.
Yeah.
And at 2 o'clock this morning when he decided to bark for another hour because he still wanted to get up, it was a bit of a tough situation because I'm like, well, I'm going to wake my neighbour up. I'm going to get complaints.
Yeah.
And that's not a good issue to have to deal with. So I need advice from parents or pet owners.
Let's go pet owners.
About how to stop my dog from doing this. Like, it's only a new thing.
Yeah.
Just came up a few nights ago. He's just decided to start barking. Do I ignore it or is there a better way to deal with my puppy wanting to get up on the bed?
All right. Give us a call if you've got any tips whatsoever.
Help.
13, 12, 16. Chantel's on the line. What do you reckon?
I actually have a much bigger dog than Gabby, but it went through a phase like that, and I actually gave her a old jumper of mine that smells like me.
Oh.
Because the dog wants to be near you.
Yeah.
And likes the smell of you. So maybe put an old, if you've got an old jumper of yours that smells like you or something like that in Bear's bed, then...
That is a great idea.
A great idea.
Maybe I'll put on an old jumper today. I'll go for a run. I'll have a sweat up and then it'll be all smelly and good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how we go tonight.
See how it goes.
That is a great idea. I hadn't thought of that.
Cool.
And now we have Minnie on 13, 12, 16. Please tell me you can help me out here.
Yeah, I think you need to put some Kahlua in the puppy milk.
I don't know. I think that's frowned upon.
Well, at least put some in yours and then at least you'll get a good night's sleep.
I like the second idea.
Yeah.
And then I just won't hear him bark.
Yeah, that's true.
Somewhere, somehow, there's Kahlua in the mix and that's going to fix everything, according to Minnie. All right. Thank you.
But I do have, on a serious note, I think you should be able to put something that smells like you in his bed.
We just had that advice from
Chantel,
another lady, Chantel, and I think that is such a good idea. So I'm going to give that one a go tonight.
Righto. Well, best of luck with it.
Thank you. I need it.
Give that a go tonight. The Kahlua tomorrow night.
Everyone will be happy.
It's all good. It's my wedding anniversary today, and although my wife and I have an agreement that no gifts to be given, we're going out for dinner tonight, but no gifts to be given today, I thought on my way into work this morning that some flowers would be the go, and because I don't want to spend a lot of money on the flowers, servo flowers would be the go, because my theory, and I only thought of it this morning, is that any flower is better than no flowers.
I think that's your life motto pretty much, isn't it?
Pretty much. Cheaper is better than nothing. All right, 13, 12, 16. Is my theory, does it ring true with some? We've got Peter on the line. Peter, what do you think? Does it work?
Yes, it does. But you could always do the buying a plant on special that might have been or whatever and get flowers all year round and have a win-win.
That's such man thinking, yeah. Isn't it?
I like it. Buy a plant.
And then you don't have to buy flowers ever again because it's a flowering plant.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Yeah,
already
picked it up.
Something that always flowers at around this time of year, and she'd have flowers for every anniversary, every year.
And then you don't have to remember.
And I don't have to remember. I like it.
So many wins.
Peter, you are a smart man. Thank you very much for the call.
Sorry.
Thank you.
And now we have Ellie on 13, 12, 16. What are your thoughts on these flowers?
So I think it's perfectly fine. I've done one better than the servo flowers. Woolworths clearance flowers. I was running late. It was my turn to pick up for a birthday at work. I walked in, $5 clearance flowers, came back the next day and said that she was very happy with them and they were her favourite colour.
And how long did they last?
They lasted a while.
Surprising.
There's nothing wrong with clearance flowers from Woolworths or servo flowers.
There we go. Servo flowers get the tick from Ellie or Woolworths clearance flowers.
Well, you know, you can get them and then you just get like brown paper and wrap them up and then they look like you've gotten them from a florist.
Oh, so you rewrap them?
Yeah, you got to rewrap.
Give them the professional
or
look.
Or just take off the tag. They look legit anyway. It works.
No, everyone knows what the wrapping is from the servo. You got to rewrap.
We'll rewrap.
All right, now it's turning into too much like hard work. Thanks, Ellie. Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.